IGAD suspended South Sudan over unpaid membership fees. Information Minister Michael Makuei confirmed the suspension while addressing reporters following last Friday's Council of Ministers meeting.
We have been actually suspended from IGAD simply because we have not paid our dues. And there are so many vacancies which we are supposed to occupy, about 14 of them, which are supposed to be our positions. We are unable to occupy them simply because we have not paid our dues for long.
In a letter written by the IGAD Executive Secretary Ismail Wise, addressed to President Salva Kiir, dated September 16, 2021, South Sudan's assessed contribution for the financial year 2021 was more than $1,630,000. The letter seen by South Sudan in Focus also indicates South Sudan must pay arrears totaling more than $8,142,000 as per a committee of ambassadors who met on March 23, 2021. In all, South Sudan owes IGAD more than $9,780,000 to facilitate operations of the IGAD Secretariat. Abraham Kuol, a professor of political science at the University of Juba, says South Sudan needs to first clear its membership fees with IGAD so it can participate in the regional bloc's activities.
The government of South Sudan should be able to reconsider and get the money as soon as possible, because this suspension is showing a bad sign of the country.
The suspension means South Sudan cannot take part in IGAD activities until its debts are cleared, according to Kuol.
As long as South Sudan even clear their debts today, tomorrow they will be able to actively participate in the activities of the regional organization. Mm-hmm. And this is why we are saying probably it might be just a suspension or withholding all the activities and all the benefits that people of South Sudan were supposed to get from this organization.
IGAD played a key role in brokering South Sudan's revitalized peace agreement, notes Kuol, and says its suspension from the regional bloc means IGAD members' countries will be reluctant to push for the implementation of the peace agreement.
The regional organizations or the members of IGAD are going to see South Sudan as one of the children within the house that is not disciplined and not respecting the protocol of the house. And as a result of this suspension is like being disowned by the institutions that is trying now to bring them to the track of stability.
Makuei says South Sudan's cabinet has directed the foreign affairs and finance ministers to find a way to pay the outstanding dues.
Instead of looking for only one item out of the overall, there was a resolution passed about 3 weeks ago directing that the foreign affairs, all the areas of foreign affairs and all the areas of our dues in the organization should be paid by finance.
In 2020, South Sudan was barred from membership in the African Union after it failed to pay annual membership fees for 3 straight years. As a result, South Sudan's African Union representative could not take part in the African Union summit. In January 2021, South Sudan was one of the countries mentioned by United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres that had not paid their annual $22,804 in UN contribution since 2019. In October, South Sudan's Council of Ministers approved a payment of nearly $100 million to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to cover all outstanding debts that had occurred over an extended period of time. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi in Juba.